This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Found something interesting during this commercial break. By the way, I'm watching ESPN. They've got the NBA schedule release program going on right now, so keeping an eye on that. Not like there's that much to worry about when it comes to the Miami Heat, but I'll keep an eye on it. 3 o'clock hours underway. So we were talking just in the last segment with Cuno about carrot cake and ice cream cake and cookie cake. And I got a text from my electrician. You've met him at Funky Buddha before. He's one of those Imperial Club members there. Justin, you know who he is.
Yeah.
Real nice guy. And he'd never heard my ice cream cake take before. And he texted me, he goes, ice cream cake is terrible. That's the worst take I've ever heard you have. And I went on to explain to him that ice cream cake is literally for 5-year-olds. They put the crunchies in there. And so he said, that's why on our birthdays, we get pie from Upper Crust in Lake Worth. And I texted him back. I said, there's a pie place in Lake Worth. I happen to love pie. Now, Justin, like me, grew up in Chicago. There's pie everywhere in Chicago. You know, when I was growing up, instead of going to Denny's with your friends, you'd meet late night at Poppin' Fresh Pies, or they later called it Baker Square. But you can't get pie anywhere in South Florida. I mean, there's literally maybe a diner will have two pies, like in that refrigerated cabinet.
Right.
He sent me the website, Upper Crust Bakery in Lake Worth. It's a pie place. I am delighted. Nothing can happen in the remainder of the show that's going to ruin my excitement right now. I am absolutely delighted that there's a pie place in Lake Worth.
I feel like I don't know anything about pie. I don't eat pie.
Because it's not ubiquitous down here.
Yeah.
Pie sounds, because, you know, until you start going to pie place, because I'm not a big fruit pie guy. I don't like cherry pie, apple pie, peach pie. Like, I don't like fruit pies, but I do like pies. And there's so many different pies, almost like, you know, Cheesecake Factory, and there's 48 different versions of cheesecake you wouldn't have even thought about.
What's
it.
A pie? What is a pie?
Pie crust on the bottom. It's got the crust across the bottom. You don't know what a pie is, really?
Now that I'm thinking about it,
you've never had sweet potato pie at Thanksgiving?
I guess I have. So it has to have the crust, like the pie crust. And then what? It has to have what?
A filling, some pie filling. Maybe it's pecan filling. Pie. Maybe mm-hmm. it's apple pie. Maybe it's French silk pie. Some sort of pie filling.
Okay. And then
some pies will have a crust on top. Many don't.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, don't get cute with me. I'm genuinely asking. I don't really eat pie. I think
most
the only
people down
pie,
here don't.
The only pie I've eaten is
telling you.
Hershey's pie at Burger King. That used to hit. Delicious. Man. Yeah. I don't think delicious. They sell that anymore though.
You have pie, Jimmy? You a pie guy?
What, 3.14?
That's the one I'm talking about, yeah. Nice job, Jimmy.
Thanks.
So what, pie is a better option up north, or I guess like a more consumed option up north?
It's just, yeah, like you ever cake? Go out to LA, there's a donut place on every corner.
Everywhere.
I mean, literally a donut place on every corner, not the big chains. Mom and pop donut places.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have that down here. You have a few. There's a few donut places, some locally owned, but it's not like LA. And in Chicago, you can get a slice of pie. Even sounds cool to me, a piece of pie. Let's go get a piece of pie and a cup of coffee.
Because you're always talking about that, like late night, cup of coffee, go get a slice of pie. And I like the idea. It feels very
talk
movies,
about
Hollywood
life,
to me.
Talk about the world's problems with a friend over a piece of pie and a cup of coffee. Yeah. You solve global thermonuclear war over a piece of pie and a cup of coffee.
So what's the South Florida equivalent to that? I guess Miami would be a Ventanita. You go to La Carreta at midnight after you pick somebody up from the airport, you get a cortadito and you get a croqueta, and you chat it up, you catch up with an old buddy. But what's like the South Florida, the all South Florida equivalent?
I don't know. I mean, most places, I think it's unique to certain, like, I don't think every city has it. I think most cities, you know, they got an ice cream place, you got, you know, cutesy donut places, you got a cheesecake factory, you got an ice cream parlor or whatever. Right. But just a piece of pie. Now, I don't know if this upper crust bakery has sit down. I don't know if you just order a pie out the door. I don't know. I gotta check it out. But something about a good pie.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't really appeal to me. A pie. What do you put whipped cream on top? Just like a
good sure.
Just a bunch of whipped cream on top.
But this upper crust, they've got Dutch chocolate, German chocolate cream pie, banana cream pie, coconut cream pie, key lime pie, lemon cream pie, peanut butter cream pie,
key lime pie.
Then, of course, they have meringue pies, luscious lemon meringue, banana delight. You know what meringue is on top.
Yeah, I know meringue. I guess I do like pie. I love key lime pie.
Yeah, well, there you go.
From Publix.
Well,
so the Miami New Times put out the best places to get pies in South Florida. And I was so proud of them. They had key lime pie specifically. Key lime pie. Excuse me. I should make note of that.
Because that you can't get in Chicago. Like, if you ask someone for key lime pie, they'd look at you like you have two heads.
The best places to get key lime pie in South Florida. And they put Publix on there. And they get it, man. Real, recognize real, because people go to I've had this take with you before, Hawk, and it's not really it's not shtick. I'm being honest. You drive down to the Keys. I was in the Keys a couple months ago, and there's everybody stops at all these key lime pie factories and all these lime colored buildings that sell key lime pies, and there's millions of people there. There's cars. People are lined up outside to get key lime pie. And then you go to the Keys, you get into like the deep Keys, and people are lined up outside these buildings for pie, for key lime pie. And I don't understand it. You go to Publix, they have the best key lime pie. Without a doubt, the best key lime pie in all Florida. Right there at your local Publix.
And you started all this with real, recognize real?
Real, recognize real. Miami New Times.
No, just check it. I just wanted to make sure that I had that. Make sure I had that correct. Somebody texts in, no sit down at upper crust, just takeout. Thank you. Somebody says, remember Mother Butler pies? Yeah, Denny's. For a while, Denny's used to have the Mother Butler pies. You used to have a little pie case, get yourself a little Mother Butler pie. Somebody texts in, check out Lester's Diner. There's locations from Fort Lauderdale to Pompano. I have been to Lester's before. lot of texts about pies. Very interesting topic we've discovered. Anyway, Clay Ferreiro is going to join us. So we have so much stuff to get to. On this day a year ago, I made my famous bison wings mistake, and it's getting a whole new life on Twitter. A whole bunch of people have never seen it before, and it's really making me laugh the way people are reacting to it. So that'll be something we can play in the 4 o'clock hour today. Like I said, the NBA schedule being released right now, because 3:15 is a time. It's like 3:14 right now. So we'll see what goes on there. Let's do headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volcanoes. Volkswagens priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
The Heat, by the way, we're a minute away from the schedule. What do the teams do the same thing as the NFL? They put out like all these videos and
I don't know. Do they?
I think they do. I think they do. The Heat signed guard Ethan Thompson today. Just a bit of Miami Heat news as we await the schedule release. But today, day two, Dolphins joint practice with the Detroit Lions went much, much better. A lot better. They bounced back. Every single outlet you read talks about the Dolphins bouncing back in a big way after yesterday's joint practice, which everybody seemed to agree that the Lions outplayed the Miami Dolphins.
Sounded like one of the worst joint practices in the history of sport.
Ever. Ever. Tyreek didn't practice today, but it just seemed like the Dolphins in 11-on-11 drills were able to actually move the football. Tua hit D. Eskridge. I know you had read that in the first hour of the show.
Yeah, stock up, stock down. Perk had D. Eskridge. Stock up.
And Chop Robinson was back out on the field after being carted off yesterday. Oh, seemed like he just had a stinger, and that was it. I saw Bradley Chubb was messing with him. He said if he just wanted attention, he would have given it to him. And it looks like Tua was like extremely sharp. I was reading in the Herald. Tua was extremely sharp in early stages on 7-on-7 drills, connected with Jalen Waddle, who played in 7-on-7. And then in 1-on-1s, he was, in 11-on-11s, he was sharp as well. We're back, baby. Let's go. Dolphins
somebody,
are back.
Somebody texts in, have you guys talked about Jacob Marcy's game last night? Yes. Listen to the show. I can't tell you what we've already talked about. Go back and listen on the Odyssey app.
That is kind of crazy. Somebody asked us if we talked about the Marlins, and we did. We actually did.
We did.
In fact, yeah.
Somebody says Winn-Dixie is the place to get key lime pie. Just try it. You will never go back to Publix. Hmm. Somebody else says CR Chicks has better rotisserie chicken than Publix.
No.
And
impossible.
They have a great tasting banana chocolate cream pie.
Impossible.
Well, CR Chicks used to have a place near us on Glades in Boca. Was my wife's favorite lunch spot, period, end of story, CR Chicks. It closed. I thought all the CR Chicks closed. I had no idea that they still exist.
Bro, the Publix rotisserie chicken, it's rivaled by only one other rotisserie chicken, and that's Costco. There's some guy. this is what my algorithm feeds me. There's a guy. Lives in New York. Somewhere in the state of New York. I don't know if he necessarily lives in New York City. And all he does is he eats rotisserie chickens from different places.
Hmm.
And so many people had reached out to him about Publix that he booked a flight, a one-day trip from New York down to South Florida. I think he flew to Tampa just to go to Publix, pick up a rotisserie chicken, the Moho rotisserie chicken at Publix, which is the best
one. That's the only one to get, by the way.
Yep.
I can't eat any other one other than the Moho.
Yeah. You get the Moho, which he called it the Mojo the entire time. Adorable.
Right. Of course.
He went to a park. He sat down. And he just tore into a Publix Moho rotisserie chicken without drinking water. And he said it was one of the best rotisserie chickens he has ever eaten in his entire life. And this is a rotisserie chicken expert, man. Like, this guy's a savant. of the rotisserie chicken.
I am watching the Miami Heat schedule release right now on Twitter without sound.
That's good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Interesting. It looks interesting. I'm seeing there's a happy birthday being sung to someone. Somebody's got a Heat tattoo happening. Let's get you fitted for a new season. Oh, that's Tyler Hero. The results are in. Oh, it's an x-ray. You've got that dog in you.
Yeah, no audio on this video is interesting choice for us. Man, they open up the schedule release video with Davion Mitchell.
How about that? The wait is over, it says, in the Heat logo. October. Here we go. October 22nd, Orlando. February 24th, Memphis. November 29th, Detroit. January 13th, Phoenix. February, I'm missing a few in between. February 28th, Houston. April 1st, Boston.
Do you want Ira Winterman's synopsis?
They scrolled very quickly there. I couldn't get all the games. Yeah. I gave you like one every other month.
It was a good shot by you, man.
Thank you.
What do you think? Over or under 10 nationally televised games for the Miami Heat this season?
Under by a mile.
You think under 10?
Yes. Yeah.
10 is nothing.
I know.
10 is an eighth of their schedule.
It's an eighth of the schedule.
I mean, Hawk, when the Heat had the big three, there, the 70 of their 82 games were on national
TV. The big three? What?
The Heat are only scheduled.
They were more fun to watch. What are we doing here?
How about that video I sent you guys yesterday?
With OG?
From the Dolphins' last playoff victory, Dan Marino throwing a go route to Ronde Gadsden. The Heat are scheduled for only 5 national appearances.
I can't believe they have 5.
2 streamed on Prime and 1 appearance apiece on ESPN, NBC, and the Peacock streaming network.
And then 1 also on gas pumps, the gas pump network, when you're pumping gas and it's got the very loud Coca-Cola cup being filled with Coke and it's sizzly.
The Heat are going to open up their schedule October 22nd at Orlando.
They nailed that one. I had that in my recap.
Yeah. They play 2 road games to start the season. Wednesday, October 22nd at the Orlando Magic. Friday, October 24th at the Memphis Grizzlies. The Heat open up at home Sunday, October 26th versus the New York Knicks at 6 p.m. That is your home opener against the Knicks.
Somebody says, I just drove under the 595 overpass. The show didn't cut out. Shout out FM radio.
Yeah.
FM 104.3 WQAM.
Man, the Heat are going to go out on the West Coast early, man. Thursday, October 30th at San Antonio. Dub. November 2nd at the LA Lakers. Dub. Back-to-back at the LA Clippers. Dub. Then Wednesday at Denver. How about that? 5-game West Coast road trip. The 2nd week of the season.
This is what Anthony Chang writes. First paragraph says, following the departure of Jimmy Butler and 2 consecutive first-round playoff exits, the Miami Heat is apparently no longer a national draw.
Not wrong. Let's see. Let's see when we play.
Anthony writes, just 2 years after being slotted for 16 national TV appearances for the 2023-2024 regular season, the Heat is scheduled for 5, as you mentioned.
I told you, man, that's a kind of a crazy drop-off, man.
Well, again, ebbs and flows. And we haven't had that for the Dolphins. I get that. But that is the typical example for sports. You're going to have highs and lows. It can't be high or low all the time. For the Dolphins, it's been low for 25 years. That's an extraordinary long time for it to be low. But the Heat, they've been so unbelievably good. Every now and then, you're going to get a year with 5 nationally televised games. That's a get right here.
I mean, they have an all-star in Tyler Hero and another all-star in Bam Adebayo. Like, we're acting like this Miami Heat team is playing with Earl Barron as their marquee player. Happy birthday to Earl Barron. Why are you falling asleep, Tyler Hero?
I'm saying to you, you want me to look at the all-star rosters from last year and tell you the national draw because someone was on an all-star roster?
Tyler Hero's an all-star, Hawk. I mean, we're talking about
two
all-star caliber players on the Miami Heat. And what, nobody wants to watch Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo outside of me? That just doesn't seem right. Plus, the Miami Heat are a national brand. 5 nationally televised games? That's ridiculous, man. That's ridiculous. Oh, you know what we're going to do? Oh, we're going to schedule the Philadelphia 76ers 30 times on national TV. And then guess what? Joel Embiid, by the 2nd week of the season, is going to be out with knee injuries. Paul George, by the 2nd month of the season, is going to be out with a shoulder injury. And then we're going to have to suffer through some trash bench players on the Philadelphia 76ers for 30 nationally televised games.
How come I can't get the stats from last year's All-Star game? Because I got to find someone like Nick Claxton and throw it back at you. Nick Claxton. I mean, you're going to have to want to see Brooklyn games, no? He's an All-Star.
The Heat are going to play the Golden State Warriors at home November 19th.
All right. 7 now, p.m. now we're cooking with grease.
That's a Wednesday. That's an ESPN game. Jimmy Butler's return to Miami, 2nd time. And then they will play them Monday, January 19th at Golden State in San Francisco, 10 p.m.
All right.
All-Star break is February 12th through the 19th. I will be gone February 12th through the 19th. So make accommodations, Jimmy, to be here. And
you got to have, I'm sure, a bunch of Raptors games on national TV. I mean, they've got Scotty Barnes. It's an All-Star.
Bro, Scotty Barnes, the rookie of the year.
I mean, you got to want to see Raptors games, right? To see Scotty Barnes?
I bet you the Raptors are on national TV more than the Miami Heat.
I don't know about that.
I mean, five has to be at the bottom. You're telling me
doubt.
That you're telling me the Heat are one of the least.
They're one of the least interesting teams in the country. That's the truth. Who's the big personality?
Davion Mitchell. We open up our schedule release video with Davion Mitchell. Whatever, man.
Hey, by the way, someone had I think Appel had sent me on Instagram. Aaron Ekblad will be at Huey Magoo's in Boca this Saturday, 10:30 a.m.
I've never eaten at Huey Magoo's.
Neither have I. I've eaten once at the arena, once at the Amerant Bank Arena. We got
Huey Magoo's. It good?
It was fine, but people rave about the actual restaurant. I'd like to try it. And I know there's another Panther signing coming up at Canesware. Didn't I mention, you may have been on vacation, that Sergei Bobrovsky was going to Canesware?
These guys are still, they're doing signings
September.
Everywhere.
So September 21st at Canesware, Sergei Bobrovsky. If you want to get tickets, you can go to caneswear.com or pantherswear.com. But Sergei Bobrovsky, one of the few who hasn't done a signing at Canesware, he will be there. And this Saturday, Aaron Ekblad, Huey Magoo's in Boca. That's West Boca, 441 in Glades, I believe.
These guys are everywhere, man, because they're
as they should be.
Yeah, they'll be at Palm Beach Autographs as well, coming up to, like, they're doing the victory tour strong a couple months before the season. Bro, it's almost Panthers season.
I know. It's crazy. We're talking about the Heat schedule release. Now, Panthers are going to start. We're in August, and they're going to be training in September, right? Games start in October?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, training camp will be last couple weeks of September.
Holy mackerel.
October 4th, first preseason game. Not that far away, man.
Win it.
All right, your weather. It is 90 degrees in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. And welcome back to school, or hope you had a great first day back at school today for everybody in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach this week. I know a lot of people in Dade were starting school today.
Drive safely out there. Pay attention to those school zones. Those are legit tickets. You shouldn't speed in a school zone regardless, but you're going to get dinged badly.
They've got cameras in Dade.
And if you do, by the way, ticketwizard.com.
Yeah.
All right, Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clay Ferraro is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, sports reporter and anchor at WPLG Local 10 here in Miami. According to Dookie Lang, by the way, at Channel 10, Clay packs quite a punch at linebacker.
Yeah, I saw those. I saw those videos.
Apparently, he kind of cheap-shotted Dookie Lang. Thought it was kind of more like a non-contact practice. What happened there? You took it too seriously, Clay?
No, he wore flip-flops, didn't understand the assignment, slipped, and as he's falling, I'm trying to hold him up, and then I realize at the last second, this is a futile effort, and then it looks like I, like, push him into the ground. So, yeah, we parsed it over in slow motion over and over again, and Dookie put it perfect. He said, here is the moment where you just decided it wasn't worth it anymore to try to hold me up.
Did you look at the heat schedule? You look at the heat schedule. Came out a few minutes ago.
We were on the air. Yeah, I kind of glanced over it. I mean, you know who they're going to play.
Solana was like, "Oh my God, only 5 nationally televised games, and 2 of them are on streaming services." And I'm like, "There's no real compelling character on the team, is there?" I'm not saying that they're a bad team, but I'm saying like interest level. There's not like a standout personality, is there?
No, and that's the thing, is being on national TV is much less about being good than it is about being interesting. And I just think, unfortunately, right now, there's not a whole lot that's interesting about the Miami Heat. And, you know, that wasn't – Jimmy Butler was never like the – I don't know, I guess quintessential modern superstar that's going to get you every game, but he was interesting, and so you would at least get the visibility there. And so that's gone, and the team's not great, so you just kind of run out of reasons for putting them on national TV.
Ah, but come on, Clay, we have all-star Tyler Hero, we have Bam Adebayo, all-star, we got Kalel Ware, 7-footer who can go up against Victor Wembanyama. I mean, come on, 5. Clay, I'm obviously teasing, but 5 nationally televised games, like, they're saying that the Heat are the Wizards. This was a playoff team a year ago.
No, but the Wizards have 2 nationally televised games, to be
right,
fair.
But,
2.
But the Heat have 5. And one of them is an NBA Cup game. So, like, they're just
I would submit to you, Solana, and we're the flagship station, and I love the Heat. I'm a Heat fan, and I know you work for the broadcast, but I would submit to you that there would be NBA fans hard-pressed to name a single player on the Miami Heat after they've named Bam and Tyler. And I'm not even certain fans could name Bam and Tyler across the nation.
Come on, everybody knows Andrew Wiggins, Hawk. Get out of here. Everybody knows Andrew Wiggins. And they know he's in Miami.
Don't think they know. I don't think they know he's in Miami.
I don't know about that. But I think that's the point, though, is that, you know, you have to look at it from a national perspective. Now, with that said, what we see all the times with these national TV games is that if one team is way better than people thought, way more interesting, and you have a few other teams that disappoint, guys get hurt, then you do see teams elevated into those national TV spots and other teams dropped out. So, look, go out there, win some games, develop some interesting storylines. Who knows? Maybe something happens at the trade deadline, and then all of a sudden you're a bit more interesting, and national TV outlets will pick you up.
So, Clay, Dolphins had joint practice. I mean, they had joint practice last week with the Bears, and then they had the preseason game against the Bears. Now a couple joint practices under their belt against Detroit. And I know it's early, and what can you really glean from all this stuff? But watching what you've watched and reading from the beat writers what you've read, are the Dolphins kind of what you thought they were going to be? Are they tracking less than what you thought, greater than what you thought? What are your takeaways?
Well, so I every report I read both yesterday and today, I immediately heard your voice for both positive and negative with, I just think people are sleeping on the Miami Dolphins. So every single report we got yesterday that they were getting absolutely dominated, I was like, oh, I wonder how Hawk's taking this today. And then today I was like,
I'm not wavering. I can tell you that I'm not wavering.
Well, and I think that to go back to your question, they are kind of who I anticipated they'd be. You know, there's going to be some ups and some downs. It's going to be a middle of the road team. And, you know, you could talk me into them like everything going right and they end up winning 9-10 games. You could talk me into everything going wrong and the wheels coming off and they win 4 or 5. The reality is they'll be somewhere in the middle there, somewhere between 6 and 8, maybe 9 wins. And you're talking about a team that, you know, is on the fringe of playoff contention most of the year and probably falls a bit short or sneaks in as the final wild card. That's who they are. So, no, I'm not wavering either. I feel the same way about this team as I did last week and the week before that. And, you know, much like with the Heat, there are some things that can happen that make you start to feel better about everything. But we're not going to really feel that way until the regular season starts.
But Clay, where does that put us? Because here's what I'm struggling with. Hawk had read a tweet earlier today from Omar Kelly that Omar was basically saying, it feels like not all Dolphins fans, but a lot of them on social media are almost hoping that this team loses. And then, you know, I'm in a group chat with a bunch of my buddies who are just calling me, you know, negative and saying that, you know, we just have to wait and see and that I'm arguing in bad faith because I don't like Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. And look, maybe part of that is true, but where does this put us where we're entering year 6 with Chris Greer, or year 7, I think, with Chris Greer, and year 4 with Mike McDaniel, and they have nothing to really show for it in terms of playoff success, postseason success, which I think should be the barometer. And everybody just seems to be saying that we talk to, yeah, you know, 9 wins is probably where their ceiling is. Like, what do we do with that? Like, is that just what it is? There was a soft reset, and they're more so looking at the future rather than right now.
Well, but I think that's the problem is everybody despises being in purgatory in sports because, hey, at least if you're at least, and again, this is the fan perspective. I think there are a lot of people in front offices. I know, for example, the New Orleans Saints feel this way that, you know, there is no guarantee that if you tank, that if you hit reset, that you're ever going to bounce back, that you're ever going to get back to where you. So, but fans don't feel that way. Fans look at it as, okay, well, if we win 7 or 8 games again, we're going to be picking middle of the first round again. We won't have a chance at an elite player like top of the run, blue gold chip type prospect in the draft again. And then we're right back. It's just like mediocrity feels like a hamster wheel, right? And like you keep staying in it because you keep picking in the same place. Whereas if you kind of rip the Band-Aid off and have a bad year or two, then feels like you've at least got a chance to hit the reset button. And I think, you know, they did that when they drafted Tua and everybody had high hopes. And I'm sure plenty of people aren't just giving up on this build. And yet you know, it's kind of where they are. You know, they're still back on that hamster wheel now. So I think a lot of fans are probably in that place where they'd rather hit the reset button full stop. And if that means top five pick and you're picking one of these quarterbacks, whatever it happens to be, I just don't think anybody likes being in the mediocrity purgatory. It just feels like the worst place to be. And again, going back to the Heat, that feels like where they've been, you know, for the last couple of years after making that miraculous run to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it's just my argument is that the Dolphins are not a mediocre team. Like, I can look at the Heat and say, hey, that's a mediocre team. It's a mediocre roster. And I look at the Dolphins and I go, that's not a mediocre team. And they had a mediocre season, but I just and maybe it's naivete, but I just refuse to believe that a team with Tua, who can throw for 4,000 yards, and Tyreek, who was you know, flirting with 2,000 yards receiving, a team with Tua and Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle and Mike McDaniel, who I know people are all of a sudden out on, but was one of the most creative offensive coaches we've ever seen. I just refuse to believe that they're mediocre.
Well, and I think this is the thing with Mike McDaniel. I think he is a very creative offensive coach. I think you still look at the things that have not dramatically improved in the last couple of years. And, you know, I say this all the time about, you know, the procedural penalties, not getting plays in on time. Like, how many false starts did we hear about in these joint practice? Like, all that kind of stuff, that all matters. And, you know, I can see where you rattle off some of the names that you would think would potentially make this team better than average, or better than average. Like, but they haven't shown it. And, you know, I don't know that they've really shown it at any point. Yes, you had the 70-point game against Denver.
They kind of did in 23, didn't they?
Well, they did for a period of time, and then league figures them out, and then they don't adapt. And I think that's the problem is, you know, you have teams that come out pretty frequently, and, man, like, they surprise people for a few games. And then it's how do you adjust to the adjustment? And I haven't seen the ability to do that so far. And maybe that's Mike McDaniel. Maybe it's that, you know, teams find a way to get past the elite top of the roster players and get after, you know, the chain is the weakest link. Whatever it is, it's just not working to the point of being better than average or slightly above to this point. And I just think until you see it after this much time, to just assume that it's going to dramatically fix itself in year four, it's just kind of hard to see right now.
Clay, that pass you threw to Dookie Lang, that wasn't your best attempt at throwing a football, right? Because whatever the opposite of a spiral is what came out of your right hand.
It was an arm punt. It was like a 5-yard arm punt. It was pretty bad.
What we've seen in the last week, Clay, top sportscaster, his throw, Mike Cugno, did you watch on Sunday him trying to kick field goals with who was it, Jason Sanders, I guess?
Yeah, Jason Sanders.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with our sportscasters here in town, Clay.
Yeah. Well, it's the old school, like, those who can't teach.
Well, yeah.
those who can't play sports talk about it on TV.
Yeah.
Still better than Tim Boyle, though. Still those better than Tim Boyle, talk. Clay.
Clay Ferrero.
I'll take what I can get.
He's not wrong. Clay Ferrero, watch him on Channel 10, Local 10, WPLG. Thank you, Clay.
Take care, fellas.
I didn't even get a chance to fire up my Ollie Gordon take with Clay there. I mean, I'm talking about all the talent that they have on the roster. Ollie Gordon better than Derrick Henry. I think we're all in agreement on that. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to give away Marlins tickets sometime before 6 o'clock, give you another look at the Heat schedule, which was just released during headlines. So don't go anywhere. 4 o'clock hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.